Hey there, Tailgate Nation. The Grill Sergeant, John Largent. I want to thank you so much for downloading this week's episode. And I want to thank our sponsors who help keep this show free every single week. Our sponsors this week are Vistaprint, the family sports app, TailgateGiant.com, and Kielbasa brand sausage. Enjoy the show.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant.
Up in the parking lot, got the beer on ice, and the grill is hot. On your mark, get set, baby, ready or not, we gonna get some. Everybody wants some tailgate.
Hello, folks. Again, this is Howard Cosell for Tailgate Radio, sitting in for the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. We've got a great show for you this week. It is all about me, Howard Cosell. Hey, everybody. It's the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Thank you so much, Howard, for sitting in for about 10 seconds. I am a horrible impressionist, but I was thinking about Monday Night Football. You know, we just lost Frank Gifford this past week, and it made me think about all the great personalities that I grew up listening to and watching on ABC on Monday Night Football. Dandy Don Meredith, Howard Cosell, of course. Those of you that remember Howard Cosell, he was just a I don't know that he would make it in today's world of broadcasting with everything so flashy. He was the opposite of flashy. He was actually an attorney, very smart guy, and he wrote a book a long time ago called I Never Played the Game or something like that. And it was a very good read, but he was just so he just had a delivery that was so distinctive. You know, when you think about some of the folks that have been in the booth that have just a unique – realistic and authentic approach. He was one. Of course, Keith Jackson, Vin Scully, our good friend JR, Jim Ross in the world of wrestling. But there's just something about Howard Cosell's voice and just hearing the music, not the Hank Williams stuff that came later, but the original bum 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 ba bum. Ba bum 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 ba dum bum 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 do 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 do. Remember that? Does anybody remember that? Yeah, it was awesome. And I look forward to that every Monday night. That was a must sit in front of the TV in a beanbag chair with some popcorn, favorite soda. Watch the game. That was a ritual. And it didn't matter who was playing. You know, I remember watching a lot of the Oakland Raiders. For some reason, the Oakland Raiders stick into my mind. John Madden. Yeah, he did coach before he had probably the most successful video game in the history of EA Sports. He was a coach. And I remember him, Kenny Stabler, Dave Casper. Just for whatever reason, I don't know why the Oakland Raiders stood out on Monday Night Football for me so much. Also, Dan Fouts and the San Diego Chargers, John Jefferson, Charlie Joyner. There were just a lot of, you know, again, part of my childhood. But again, going back to Frank Gifford, sad to see him pass. He brought a lot of great memories and was part of that awesome lineage of Monday Night Football. And it's not to take anything away from Mike Tirico and Coach Chucky. They do a great job, but it was, it seemed to have, and I could be wrong, it seemed to have more of a big game feel every week. And so, having that kind of fade away and now it's on ESPN, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just... it's just one of those great memories that I have of sports and of football as a kid. So, Frank, wherever you are, I hope you keep the drinks cold and the grill hot. And maybe we'll see you one day in the parking lot somewhere. And rest in peace, my friend. We've got a great show for you this week. Our first guest writes for the NFL Spin Zone, Hoops Habit, Lakers Outsiders, and is also the host of the All Weather Fan podcast you can find on iTunes. His name is Will Reeve. He'll be joining us a little later in the show. And also in our Game Day Gadget segment of the show, we're going to have Mr. Hunter Swinson, and he has a fantastic must-have sports-related app for your phone that you can't live without. It's called the Paranoid Fan, and I'll let him talk to you about it. So we've got a fantastic show. We want to thank you so much for continuing to download the show and making our numbers grow each and every week. You can always find us at tailgateradio.com. You can also find us on Twitter at Tailgate Radio, and our Twitter numbers are growing. The interaction that takes place with our fans and the Tailgate Nation continues to grow. So we certainly appreciate that and look forward to that continuing to explode as we jump into football season here in a couple of weeks. And later on in the show, we're going to have more details about the Kielbasa brand sausage Tailgate Club of the Week contest. That slow-crafted Kielbasa brand sausage. You and your tailgate club, your alumni association, you do not want to miss the opportunity to win a tailgate party starter kit from the fine folks at Kielbasa brand sausage. When we come back, we will have Will Reeve. He's the host of the All Weather Fan podcast and a whole lot more. Stick with us. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. But first, Tailgate Nation, I've been telling my friends, and now I'm telling the world to download the Fanly Sports app because it is awesome, baby. If you're looking for the quickest and most convenient way to keep up with your teams, you've got to stop what you're doing right now and download the new sports app, Fanly. That's F-A-N-L-Y. Fanly has more news, more sources than any other sports app in the world. You're never going to miss what's going on with your teams. Other sports apps are noisy and they show you stuff you're not interested in, but Fanly helps you remove the clutter. Just add your favorite teams from any sport and get a personalized news feed for only the teams that you follow. There's literally no need for any other sports app. Fanly has all your teams, news, videos, scores, and tweets all in one place. You got to trust me on this, Tailgate Nation. Download the Fanly Sports app, that's F-A-N-L-Y, from the App Store today. That's the Fanly Sports app, and I love it, baby! And welcome back to Tailgate Radio, the Grill Sergeant John Largent. Thank you so much for joining us this week. Thanks for that download, hitting the subscribe button on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app, Podomatic, or any other way you find us on Roku, Apple TV. We're all over the place. Thank you so much for downloading this week's show. Our first guest is a very busy man. He is a writer for the NFL Spin Zone, Hoops Habits, Lakers Outsiders, and he's the host of the All Weather Fan podcast. Welcome into Tailgate Radio, Mr. Will Reeve.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be on. I appreciate you having me on, John. All Weather Fan podcast, I launched it in January this year, and it's been tremendous, the growth that I've seen. So, it's always great to be invited on to different shows. I see you've got a good following yourself, so I'm happy that we connected.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, Will. Tell us about your background and what prompted you to get into the broadcasting world to create your own show called the All Weather Fan Podcast.
Well, my background, that's two questions here, so I'm going to give you my background first. My background's unique. It's very unique. I've been in the military. I was homeless 4 years from the ages of 16 to 20 years old. I didn't have a very good family. But from being a really young kid, I'd be watching sports with my father, as young as 5 years old, and there's video footage of me doing this, and I would be breaking down what the play-by-play guy got wrong. I'd be able to spot an eye formation set on the football field and discuss it, and kids that are 5, 6 years old shouldn't be able to do that, but I had a mind for it. So, it was something that I was always naturally gifted at, but having kind of a poor family, not financially, but not good people. I never really got to walk into my talents, and like I said, they kicked me out when I was 16. I spent until the age of 20 being homeless, and I met my godmother. I kind of learned everything that you're supposed to learn from the ages of, being a teenager, really, in my 20s. So I learned how to manage money. I learned how to, when to bite your tongue, when to be humble, and all of those things in my 20s thanks to my godmother. And so my background was pretty rugged. And so it took me a little bit while. I made some mistakes in my 20s, figuring all that stuff out. Went to the military, was in the Navy, and I was discharged honorably due to marital situations a little bit early. I didn't serve my full term, but I did serve honorably during wartime. So that was a good experience for me to kind of get myself grounded. And then I I got a criminal justice degree because I didn't know what I wanted to do still. I was still trying to figure things out. And so I got a criminal justice associate's degree just to get some education because I was always intelligent. You know, I had to get my GED because I was kicked out, like I said, when I was young. But I was always really smart. So I went and I got my associate's with a 3.97 GPA. So I graduated almost summa cum laude. My final course during the summer, John, I actually got a B+. I was so heartbroken on that. I would have graduated summa cum laude. And then I took that, and then I decided I needed to pray about this. I needed to think about what I wanted to do. And my heart has always been in sports. It's what I've always had an innate passion for. So I took my associate's degree and that great GPA, and I rolled into a scholarship at California Lutheran University. And I just graduated this year with my broadcast journalism degree. Did the play-by-play and the color commentary for them. That was a lot of fun, obviously. And so when I realized that my college career was wrapping up and I got to figure out what I want to do, my wife is very, very supportive. She helped me finance a studio. We put together, you know, this is a radio industry standard studio, really nice equipment. And we launched the podcast in January, and I went from about 970 followers to over 33,000 now. So apparently people like listening to me talk about sports. So it's been a real ride for me throughout my life. I'm just happy to be walking out my passion. I also write for NFL Spin Zone, Hoops Habit, Lakers Outsiders. I'm really just putting myself out there as much as possible, hoping that, you know, some of these major networks will kind of open their eyes a little bit, if you will.
Well, first of all, Will, I want to thank you for your service to the country. That was an amazing introduction that gave so much insight on you and your background. And I could go so many different directions with this interview right now. But I want to touch on something you said. You mentioned that you had an eye for sports, not just the athletic part of it, but understanding the games, the strategy, the sets, the things like that. Did you ever consider a career in coaching?
I did. The problem was my family didn't let me get play athletics. Now, I'm actually a really athletic guy, so I didn't get to play sports in high school. So I did play some collegiate golf, and it's something that I still would like to do. I would. I think that I would be great at it because I have an eye for the game in aspects that a lot of people don't. I see, you know, the 10th guy blocking when somebody intercepts and they're running back. I see the block in the back that nobody really ever sees. Like, I see the field. I understand football. I understand basketball. Like, the intricacies of the game, if you will, on a level that most people don't. I consider myself pretty motivational. I'm also persevering. You know, some of the qualities you would like to have in a coach and you would like to bestow upon players that are young, you want to be able to project those things onto them. You got to be persevering. You've got to be tough. You don't give up. You work hard. I've done all those things in my life. I think it'd be really good to translate that into coaching. It's getting that first opportunity. It's a little bit difficult when you didn't play high school and college football and basketball. And I didn't go to college until my mid to late 20s. And so I played golf. And I golf was fun or whatever, but it's not really where my wheelhouse would be if I was going to go into coaching. So that would be a door that I would love to open at some point, absolutely.
So, Will, after the proverbial smoke cleared, what pushed you in the direction to get into broadcasting?
Well, I mean, I was about to get married, and my godmother, you know, I was living with my godmother at the time, and I was about 25, and I was, you know, trying to figure things out. You know, it's time to move forward. You know, like I said, I was figuring out things in my 20s that you do when most people do when they're growing up if they have decent families. And so it was that point in my life. And I always listen to sports radio, and I always watch, you know, sports analysts on television, and there's just so many hacks, John. I mean, there are just so many poor broadcasters that are just not very good at their job. They're highly, highly inaccurate. They're obnoxious. I mean, look at Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless. These guys are complete hacks. They're so bad at their job, but they have a shtick, you know? And I'm like, you know, there's got to be a different way to do that. I was 25, and I was thinking there's got to be a different way to do this, and the different way to do this is just me being me. And I think that there will be a market for that. So I couldn't just go jump into it. I had to get my education, so I got the associates. I got the bachelor's. I took a little bit of time, obviously. Built myself a life. Got married. Moved out here to California. And kind of honed some of the skills that I already had doing the play-by-play and colors. When it comes to the podcast, and again, it comes to the show, I mean, I just try to give interesting analysis, bring on guests. I'm like you. I don't go to the stadiums as often as I would like. But my show is more like, if you listen to some of the previous shows, you'll hear that I've had Robert Littal from Black Sports Online on a few times, and we always talk about the cultural impact and the things around sports and what these athletes, you know, need to realize. It's much bigger topics, and it's more insightful, it's more articulate. I'm never yelling to be heard, and it's obviously interesting because my following has grown. So I just felt like there was a market there for people that were, you know, younger and interesting and insightful, and to take the bigger picture of sports as well as sports analysis too, because I do the raw analysis as well too, and kind of bring it and package it into one. And if I could just somehow get a platform to do that, that, you know, things would open, the opportunities would open up for me. So I just went after it, and it took a few years. It took some stumbles. It's taken some investment, but I really do feel like that it's going to pay off in the end.
I'm here with Will Reeve. He's the host of the All Weather Fan podcast and numerous other blogs that he writes for. A busy guy, somebody that's building his own brand from scratch, and that is not an easy thing to do. But Will, what do you attribute? What would you say is probably the most important aspect of you building your brand and growing your listenership each and every week on your show?
Well, I would have to say it's going to be social media is going to be the one that I would attribute the most. You have to be clever. You have to be quick on your feet. You have to be articulate. You got to be fast. I mean, Twitter is so fast, so fast. So, you know, like I said, quick on your feet, interesting, insightful, but also clever. You got to get people to laugh. You got to get them engaged. You got to get them thinking. So it's always, you know, from the very beginning, if you go back and you read through my timeline, I always involve people that follow me. I want to get their opinion, even if they're completely, you know, they're wrong. I mean, but you want to get their opinions, you want to get their feedback, you want to get people engaged, and social media gives you a platform that, let's say somebody who's like Colin Cowherd is 50 years old and has been in radio for 20 years, he didn't have that when he started. He had to start on local, you know, being a play-by-play guy, then on local radio, whatever. I don't think I'm going to have to go through that. I think that because of social media, I've shown that I can engage an audience, that I not only can I engage them, I can keep them engaged, and I can get them to grow, and I can get them to think outside the box a little bit, and to even challenge their own thoughts without yelling at them or being obnoxious like a Skip Bayless or a Stephen A. So it's taking a different approach. I mean, I have the All Weather Fan podcast because I'm not a fair weather fan. So, you know, like I thought that was kind of a clever name. So it's all of it's just kind of being quick on your feet, being clever, being engaging. So social media has played the biggest role in it. You know, I have over 3,000 Facebook fans. Not paid some of that at the beginning for likes to start building it. Then when you start building it, it'll start building upon itself on the Facebook side. And with the Twitter, it's just constantly being engaging with your followers, throwing out, you know, unique insights. You have to work hard. I mean, you have to constantly produce things. And then networking. Networking is huge. I mean, I'm not sure if you use LinkedIn. It's wonderful. I mean, I've now have like, I think, 1,200 connections on there. And about 2 years ago, I think I had maybe 87 or 88 or something like that. And, you know, you just take a chance that you send a connection request to somebody who works in production or who is one of your program directors at a radio station or whatever. And I started doing that while I was producing work. And next thing you know, I've got hundreds of those connections. And guess what's going to happen, you know, in the next couple of months, John? I'm going to package together an audio reel from, you know, the best guests that I've had on, the best shows that I've had, slice it all together. And I'm going to bug the heck out of all those connections with this reel. And I think that, you know, one of these, whether it be Fox Sports or CBS or NBC, I'm going to leverage pure social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, and to parlaying that directly into an opportunity with one of those. I really feel like I'm going to. And so I think that social media would be the number one thing. But you've got to know how to use it.
So with all the hard work, Will, and the successes that you've been having, what have been some of your biggest challenges in creating this endeavor and this opportunity for yourself?
Well, I mean, $9,000 studio, that was a challenge. I'm figuring out how to finance that. I have, I'm going to be launching video, so I had to self-teach myself audio editing, video editing. I put together graphics packages, and I'll be launching video here within the next couple of weeks. That was not easy. And the software is expensive. The hardware is expensive to be able to produce those type of things. But nobody else was going to do that for me, John. You know, I wasn't going to be able to get Fox Sports or even a local platform. They're not going to take somebody who just has a journalism degree, because you know how many people have a journalism degree or a communication degree nowadays? You have to build your own following. So the biggest challenge was, you know, the first part would have been the financial side of it. But we figured it out. And we're strapped for cash, but again, it's an investment. That's the way we look at it. So I'm really, really lucky that I have a wife that looked at it that way with me. If I didn't have her, I would not have been able to even get this off the ground. Period. And then I would say the second biggest challenge, I agree with you, is getting guests to commit. I would love to be doing podcasts every day because I have the time to, at least a few hours a day where I can put together segments. I'm pretty natural and flow with things, kind of like yourself, so it's not like I need to map out everything with guests, and it works well. But it's really tough, especially really tough with athletes. I'm solely sports focused right now, but I do bring in the cultural aspects and the impact of sports and looking at sports and the impact of what these athletes are doing from a different angle. And it's difficult to get like minds that are articulate and intelligent enough that can kind of hang with you on those type of topics or even want to discuss those things, first of all.
Yeah.
And then second of all, getting an athlete on the show, I've only had one so far, and I've been doing this for 7 months. I've built myself a huge following, and you would think if you send these athletes a request or something like that, and you've got over 33,000 followers, and they would be like, okay, sure, I'll come on for 5 minutes, but it's not that easy. It really isn't. So it's a constant battle. It's a constant grind. You don't want to bring on the same guests all the time. So, I think it's the biggest challenge now at this point is really putting together good guests. I started the show with just me talking, John, and my takes on things for 30 minutes. Never went longer than 30 minutes. I don't think people want to listen to somebody just talking for more than 30 minutes by themselves. And so I might go back to doing some of that on some of the days where it's difficult to get an athlete on because I'm trying to parlay this into getting more athletes on to round out the reel. Because I'm going to be wrapping up the show probably within the next couple of months, unless it's sponsored by, one of these networks that I'm talking about, and is using it basically as a portfolio. So the last ask is I've had good writers, I've had journalists, I've had some relatively big names on the show. Last show I had Marcus Ogden, who's a brother of Pro Football Hall of Famer Jonathan Ogden. He played in the NFL for 7 years as well, too. And that was great. It rounds out the reel. But that's really the most difficult thing right now is getting these athletes to commit to come on the show. Like, they think that 5 to 10 minutes is just too much of their time. So, you don't want to push them. You definitely don't want to rub people the wrong way because I expect to be in the industry. So, you don't push too hard. You kind of throw it out there. You float the idea out there, and you hope they bite.
I'm here with Will Reeve. He's the host of the All Weather Fan podcast. Will, before we go, tell us how we can subscribe to your show, how we can read your blogs. Just tell us anywhere, any touch point out there where we can see what you're up to.
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Will Reeve Jr. I am a junior. And the show you can find on iTunes. You can subscribe to it on there. If you're not an iTunes user, which I'm not, I use Android devices. I'm not a big Apple fan. But you can find it on Stitcher Radio as well, too. And you just search for All Weather Fan Podcast, Stitcher Radio. And then all the shows are archived. I have my own website that I put up there as well, too, and that's awfsports.com. And that's where you can find all of our archived podcasts. You can download the audio there. You can also subscribe via RSS right there on the website, so you can get a feed that way, or via iTunes by one click also on the website as well, too. Like I said, I just started writing for NFL Spin Zone, and Hoops have it. And the response to that's been tremendous, too, because I got out of writing for a while. So you can find me on Twitter and catch up on all my articles on there. I'm also on Facebook if you want to connect with me on there. I'm facebook.com/ Will Reeve Sports Guru. Maybe I can bring you on the All Weather Fan podcast. You can chat then, too.
The weekend is rapidly approaching, and that means I'm going to be hitting the road and getting to a tailgate party somewhere in the U.S. of A. this weekend. And when I go, I always take my business cards with me, and I get my business cards every time from Vistaprint.com. And now you can too. Right now at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter the promo code TAILGATE at checkout. That's 500 high-quality, customized business cards for your small business, your tailgate club, your alumni association. No matter what you need them for, 500 of them for just $9.99 when you enter the promo code TAILGATE at checkout. But when I talk to people out in the parking lot, one of the things that always comes up is I like to find out what people do for a living. And what I found out is that a ton of people that are out there on the grills, that are underneath the canopies enjoying that game day experience. A lot of you are small business owners. And so not only can you get great business cards through Vistaprint.com, but any kind of banners. And whether it's for your small business, whether you have a restaurant and you have a special for the week and you want to put a banner out in front of the store or the restaurant, or whether you want to have your tailgate club or alumni association see the brightest and coolest looking banner out in the parking lot, Vistaprint has you covered. You know, they absolutely guarantee that you'll love their product every time they put it out, or they will make it right. They offer an amazing customer service experience, and they also offer custom design services to help you design that perfect product for you, your business, or your tailgate club. No need to worry about trying to create or fix that perfect logo or needing a little help with the layout, because Vistaprint can help you with all your design needs, and they guarantee that you'll be happy. So whether you need help creating a logo or you have one of your own, you can simply upload your logo and they will help make it look perfect on that banner, business card, or whatever other printing needs you may have. You know, I've been doing business with Vistaprint for a long time, and I love Vistaprint.com, and I want you to try them. So Vistaprint has a special offer for all the Tailgate Nation. If you use the code TAILGATE, that's just one word, TAILGATE, at Vistaprint.com. 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. That's up to 50% savings over regular site pricing. It's a fantastic deal. And there are tons of layouts and design options so your cards can really reflect who you, your business, or your tailgate party is. The quality is great, they're easy to customize, and you can't beat the price to try 500 business cards for just $9.99. So to get this offer and get 500 custom business cards for just $9.99, visit Vistaprint.com, create and design your custom business cards. Enter my code TAILGATE, that's TAILGATE with no spaces at checkout. The word is TAILGATE. It's an exciting offer for a great product, so don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today. That's Vistaprint.com.
This is cause for a celebration.
And welcome back to Tailgate Radio. The Grill Sergeant John Largent here. And on this week's Game Day Gadget segment, we have an awesome new app that is going to make your tailgating life unbelievable. It's called Paranoid Fan. And to talk to us about it is its creator, Hunter Swenson. Hunter, welcome into Tailgate Radio.
Absolutely, John. Thanks so much. And first, just wanted to say congratulations. I know you're coming up on a year anniversary with the podcast. So congrats on that, and looking forward to seeing more.
Thank you so much. You know, it's been a great journey so far, and we've grown our audience by leaps and bounds, and the Tailgate Nation just continues to grow. And I know one of the things that they're always looking for is a better way to do business in the parking lot. So tell us about Paranoid Fan.
Absolutely. So if any of your listeners are familiar with Waze, and we often get this reference, but if any of your listeners are familiar with Waze, what Waze is to traffic, Paranoid Fan is to sports. So what makes Waze really special is that it uses crowdsourced information from users to make for a better commute. So we sort of took that same concept and applied it to sports and thought, what if users could alert other users to all the different social activities like tailgates, watch parties, and of course, venue essentials like parking and tickets? Where could we find those things, and how could we get to them quicker? So we spent so we could spend more time embedded in that experience and less time looking for it. So instead of reporting or pinning a pothole or a traffic jam like you would on Waze, user would instead pin the location of a tailgate or a watch party. And this can be especially useful for the tailgaters out there, because with a lot of tailgates, there aren't necessarily physical addresses for the location of that tailgate. And you might have a leader of maybe a group on Facebook send a map and an image and an email, but it's not interactive and you can't necessarily see where you are in relation to where you want to go. So with Paranoid Fan, you can open up that map and see on that social map where you are and where all those tailgates are around you, which makes it easier to find. And like I said before, just gets you right into the action instead of looking for it.
What gave you the inspiration to come up with something that's so ingenious? Because I know
you know, everywhere we go, because we do travel a lot, and when we go and we get invited to tailgate parties, that is one of the toughest things for us to figure out is where exactly, because we don't have any, you know, we're a lot of times we're not familiar with the stadium or the layout of the parking lot. So what gave you the inspiration to come up with this?
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that, because sometimes the best directions you can give somebody is, you know, 100 yards down the road, take a left at the take the left at the street light and turn right at the big hog mascot, you know. So it's we've gone beyond that, and I my little bit about my background, I worked with ESPN here in Dallas, the local ESPN radio station and the Ticket. So I'd spent a lot of times at sporting events, and I'd experienced a lot of these, you know, pain points myself when I'd go to these games, you know, such as parking, tickets, maybe where to find the best pulled pork sandwich, where's the new craft beer located. And the idea really came to fruition when my friend and our founder, Augustine Gonzalez, attended the World Cup last summer in Brazil. And when he was there, he had a lot of trouble finding, you know, where the other USA fans were. And when they aren't at the game, which bar does everybody gather to watch the games at? Where's the taxi line so I can get out of the venue, which can be kind of hectic? Where can I buy maybe a USA jersey so I'm wearing the right kit into the stadium? You know, you couldn't at that time necessarily use Google or check Twitter or look on your Facebook to find the answers to those questions. So he came back, discussed his experience with me, and we said, well, why don't we put on a map and give people the directions like you were looking for when you were having those questions. So we got to work last summer on the initial prototype. We were out at South by Southwest in March with the beta and launched the latter stage of that in Amsterdam at the Next Web Conference in April. And finally, here we are about a week out to official launch the week of 8/24.
The timing couldn't be better. I mean, football season is right around the corner. And, of course, applications throughout the year. I mean, there's obviously so many more applications, you know, family reunions and concerts. And just, you know, I see so many great applications for this. When you download the app, walk me through that process. And you know, because I can tell you convenience and having the ability to find those like-minded sports fans, whether it's related to a team or a university. Walk me through that process and you know, is that an easy thing to do?
Yeah, so we want to make that process simple, because you got to assume that people are going to be using this on the go. You know, this is first and foremost a social utility rather than a social network. So we want to make people able to sign on and onboard pretty quickly. So we've got the typical Twitter and Facebook integration that you might expect. And even signing up internally within Paranoid Fan is a four-line process: username, password, date of birth, and location. We keep it very simple for the fans to get on board. And then from that point, you're going to go ahead and pick your favorite teams. And what's neat about this is especially for maybe the San Francisco 49ers fan living in New York, he's going to have a better sense of his surroundings in relation to his favorite team, despite not necessarily still being in San Francisco. So we can connect people with other like-minded sports fans. And that's ultimately what the product is built on, is that common bond. And I think we all know as sports fans, there's really nothing greater than sports. You know, that really is the ultimate shared experience. It's the only activity in the world where you two men who have never met could be, you know, hugging and kissing. Well, maybe not kissing, but hugging each other an hour later due to a Hail Mary touchdown or whatever it may be. So we thought this was the perfect niche vertical to apply this type of utility. And that's really something that we've seen come on here recently. Believe it or not, Paranoid Fan actually started out as a news aggregator on the desktop. So it was a website. And it was right around this time that you started to see that transition from desktop to mobile happen. And so that was when Augustine started to kind of look around and look at different ways to apply what he ultimately always wanted to do with Paranoid Fan, which was keep fans informed, but do it for mobile. And so ultimately going out to Brazil and sort of having all those experiences culminate to that aha moment ultimately in Brazil, it allowed us to ultimately build a product that, you know, as fans, we could build for fans with what fans go through every time what the pain points fans experience every time they go to a game.
If you're somebody like me and you follow multiple teams, is it easy to, you know, create additional platforms so that you can follow maybe the Packers on one weekend and the Cowboys on another or something like that?
So when it comes to our philosophy in building out this product, that's, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's one of the most important things to us, is keeping this as an open platform. Any sport, anywhere in the world. So it could even be cricket, for what it's worth, in Australia. It doesn't have to be necessarily the Dallas Cowboys here in Dallas. So regardless of what team you're rooting for, you can have access to like the different social activities and venue essentials that might be around you at that time. So what you might need or have access to in multiple team-specific apps, you could have access to on just one open platform that caters to every team and every fan. Because there's not necessarily, I can't really think of any one fan out there who's just a fan of one team, right? If you're in Dallas, like myself, you're a fan of the Rangers, so you want access to that. The Cowboys, the Stars, the Mavericks, FC Dallas Soccer Club, your alma mater, which for me would be Arkansas, Barcelona in Spain, the U.S. men's national soccer team. So there are a whole bunch of teams that people want access to, both online and offline, that we've sort of put into one app. And ultimately, I think the kicker is the map. And that's ultimately what makes us more of a social utility than we are even a social network.
I'm here with Hunter Swenson with Paranoid and Fan. And before we go, Hunter, how can the Tailgate Nation download this awesome app for their use?
Sure. So we've got our prototype currently available in the Apple Store, but within the week, we'll release our final version, which is what we're really excited about getting in the hands of the Tailgate Nation. So they can check that out in the Apple Store next week. We're hoping Android release within the next 45, 60 days. So we're working hard on that and ultimately have it on both platforms here by October. DJ Gadget.
All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. So before we fold up the canopy tent and chairs, douse out the charcoal, grab our tickets, and head into the stadium, I want to thank our very special guest this week, Mr. Will Reeve, the host of the All Weather Fan podcast. You can download his show at iTunes and at Stitcher Radio. And also a big thanks to the creator of the Paranoid Fan Sports Utility app, Mr. Hunter Swenson. I appreciate you letting us check out that great new game day gadget that you can download right now in the Apple Store. It's going to make everybody's tailgating life that much easier. I also want to thank you for continuing to check us out on Twitter at Tailgate Radio and going over to our website at tailgateradio.com. Don't forget, send us your photos, your videos, write us a song, write us a story, send us your favorite recipe. It's all about the Kielbasa brand sausage Tailgate Club of the Week contest. That's a mouthful, but you know what else is a mouthful? That delicious, slow-crafted Kielbasa brand sausage made deep in the heart of Texas, right down there on Brazos Street in San Antonio. It's unlike any sausage experience you're going to ever have. They make it in small batches, only about 150 pounds or so. So it gets that attention that it deserves. And you can taste it in every bite. That's Kielbasa brand sausage. And they are the sponsor of the Tailgate Club of the Week right here on Tailgate Radio. So you want to make sure you take advantage of that. For everybody here at Tailgate Radio and Game Day Media, I want to thank you for all your support and supporting our sponsors. And as we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Catch you on down the road.